I'm Dan Klufstad with Illinois News. Governor Bruce Rauner's administration says the state's Medicaid program soon will cover an array of mental health and substance abuse treatments. Federal officials okayed a new state program that sets aside about $2 billion for the services. Sam Dunklaw has more.
If you're one of the 3 million people on Medicaid, you're covered if you go to the doctor's office or hospital when you get physically sick. But if you have a mental health issue like depression, for example, and want a counselor to come visit you at home, it's a different story. Healthcare and Family Services Director Felicia Norwood says that'll change with the new program. Money will now be set aside to help people pay for things like in-home counseling and even addiction recovery.
Mental health, behavioral health is something that impacts everyone in our state. It knows no geography, young and old.
The move is part of the Rauner administration's effort to spend Medicaid dollars on less expensive outpatient services. Medicaid will cover those types of mental health treatments as early as July. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
The Illinois Senate approved a measure intended to upgrade security at large-scale public events. Under the plan, law enforcement could use drones as monitors. But Kwame Raoul, a Chicago Democrat, says this could be a pathway for invading people's privacy. He wants officers to obtain a warrant first.
I want to trust to utilize the drones to protect against a tragic incident at Lollapalooza or some other mass gathering in a park. I'm not left with a feeling of comfort by a reference to no legitimate law enforcement purpose.
Advocates say Boston and other cities now use drones for security purposes. Lawmakers hope to use drones at the Illinois State Fair and other music festivals as early as this summer. State Attorney General Lisa Madigan is threatening to sue the federal government over the massive Foxconn plant being built just north of the state's border. Madigan says she'll file a lawsuit challenging a recent EPA rule reducing the number of areas in Wisconsin that must meet stringent ozone regulations. Madigan says she's concerned with the EPA decision to exempt Racine County, where the plant will be located. Madigan says the EPA is, quote, putting a company's profit ahead of our natural resources and the public's health. The Taiwan-based company plans to build flat-screen display panels at the factory, which could employ up to 13,000 people. And federal housing officials agreed to reduce the rent for more than two dozen families who've been told they must move out of two Southern Illinois public housing complexes. I'm Dan Klufstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Federal housing officials say they're reducing the rent for more than two dozen families who have been told they have to move out of public housing complexes that have fallen into disrepair. The Southern Illinoisan reports the Department of Housing and Urban Development agreed to a letter to U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth to cut the rent for the housing complexes in Thebes to between $50 and $300. Back in February, HUD told residents they would ultimately have to move out of the buildings because Alexander County's Housing Authority can't make the necessary repairs that will address health and safety concerns. Duckworth asked HUD to plan to reduce the rent in buildings that HUD deemed unsafe. SIU Carbondale has named its first women's soccer coach. Grant Williams will lead the newly created program as it prepares for competition in the fall of 2019 and entry into the Missouri Valley Conference in 2020. Williams is familiar with the Valley. He spent the last 6 years at Evansville. He says that's part of what attracted him to the job in Carbondale.
Of just the geography of where do we train, where do we stay, what are the surface like, I thought would be invaluable to a new young team as they are trying to just find their way in the league.
Prior to Evansville, Williams coached 3 seasons at Eastern Illinois and 4 more at his alma mater, Western Kentucky. I'm Jennifer Fuller.